sad to say, not making a big impression on our Got Recycled Top 40. That's the Commodores and Lady at 11 minutes after 5 o'clock on this rather, well, middle in the, of the road, too sunny and dull. Oh, yes, not too bad anyway.
No more.
Minutes out of 5 o'clock, and a number one from 1977 from ABBA, and Knowing Me, Knowing You. I played it especially for all the girls working very hard in Wickedores up there in Finglas, and they are Caroline, Veronica and Maura, and that request was sent in earlier on this afternoon. Well, ladies, do hope you like that one, and that keeps you nice and fit and working towards the weekend. Also say good evening to Jeanette Bradley, who's getting engaged to Dennis tomorrow, and that was it from your sister Jeanette, Adrian in Coolock. For you, the new one from Rosanna Cash.
You act like you were just born tonight, face down in the memory, but feeling alright. Well, who does your past belong to today, baby? You don't say nothing when you're feeling this way. The girls in the bar thinking, who is this guy? But they don't think nothing when they're telling you lies.
Johnny Cash's young lady, or his daughter, better known as Rosanna Cash, and her brand new single on about a 7-year ache. So Jeanette Bradley getting engaged tomorrow. Don't mind at all. 7-year itch is what they really call it, but I'm sure you'll do well. Traffic in Dublin City at the moment moving quite well, especially around O'Connell Street and Cable Street here. On the north side, we have slight delays towards Hart's Corner, and on the south side, at Terenure due to roadworks.
Ride safely.
Joel at 22 minutes after 5 o'clock, and Sometimes a Fantasy, a hit single from the album Glass Houses. Say good afternoon to Daphne, Kathleen and Dermot, and they're all up in Sansbury at the moment, enjoying their tea. For you, a single from Juice Newton, all about Angel of the Morning. That's our own Stuart Young. Monday to Friday, right here on Radio City, on the Breakfast Programme.
Just call me Angel of the Morning.
City. First off, Juice Newton, all about Angel of the Morning, and just there, from 1967, the Mamas and the Papas got as high as number two, and dedicated to the one I love. I would play that especially for Kim and Paul, and for Barbara and Mick, and actually Kim and Barbara, working very hard at the moment in Chivago Upholstery in Cable Street. Evening to you, ladies, and thank you very much for taking the trouble to give us a ring.
The Story of Joseph the Gene, Part 3. Then Joseph looked beside him and was very pleased to see a pair of faded denims. And they were not a he, but a she. A she. A she. They were not a he, but a she. Then Joseph and Jenny got talking, and very soon they fell in love. And it wasn't very long before there were baby skinny ends. Baby hens. Baby hens. Baby skinny hens. Well, at last, Joseph the Gene has found happiness, thanks to the Gene Machine. Call into the Gene Machine in Duke Street or Talbot Street if you're looking for a great pair of jeans and a very happy ending.
Are you feeling tired, overworked or distressed? Well, treat yourself to a sauna solarium and a very relaxing massage at our Bodyguard Health Studio at 197 Lower West Mines Road. Or are you feeling great and on top of the world and would like to feel even better? Well, just call into Bodyguard Health Studio, 197 Lower West Mines Road, or phone 963327 for an immediate appointment. That's 963327. And ladies, now Bodyguard Health Studios are looking for qualified or trainee masseuses. For further details, call to 197 Lower Rathmines Road or telephone 963327 for an appointment.
Mr. George, Casual Corner and Playboy Boutique of Capel Street, plus Man Alive of Mary Street, have pooled their resources in order to bring you the sale of the century. This is a genuine clearance sale. Levi Colt in most sizes, $10.95. Jeans, also $10.95. Combat trousers, $6.95. Junior donkey jackets, $8.95. Short collar button-down shirts at $3.95. Simon shirts at $2.95 and t-shirts at just $1.95. There are literally hundreds of incredible giveaway bargains waiting for you at the sale of the century. It won't happen again. So seize this opportunity now at Mr. George, Casual Corner and Playboy Boutique of Capel Street and Man Alive in Mary Street. Buying a bike? Come to the Penny Farthing Super Cycle Store of the 80s, where you'll find the best selection of bikes and accessories now available in Ireland. Just listen to some of our prices. 10-speed racing bikes, £98. 3-speed cycle with dynamo, lights, carry and prop stand, only £88. And introducing the new superb lightweight French racing bike, Gottfried. Ladies 5-speed bike with Shimano Positron gears, dynamo, lights and carrier, all for $128.95. Gents 10-speed with Cottle's Shimano chainset, carrier, lights, pump and stand, only $138.95. Where else offers such huge reductions and yet still maintains high standards of repairs and service? Yes, if you want a cycle, new or second-hand, for a child or adult, come to us, the Penny Farthing, 79 Inger Street. Telephone 780-568 or 780-174. We have the bicycle that was designed for you.
Beneath Dublin.
Oh, dear. If it gets any colder in here, I'll freeze to death.
So, you're cold, are you?
What the... Where did you come from?
Listen, handsome, I can warm you up.
Well, I bet you can. I'm getting warmer already.
Just go to Buckley's Home Centre on Robin Hood Road.
Buckley's Home Centre? Listen, I'd be perfectly happy with you.
Just ring Buckley's at 507770, because right now, Buckley's has some super specials on solid fuel central heating.
Look, you're special enough. Who wants central heating?
You do. With a new Stanley Super 80 central heating system, you get one circulating pump, one indirect copper cylinder, one 10-gallon expansion tank, together with a half-inch bore valve and float, and you get 5 46x19 radiators and 5-pair half-inch radiator valves for only £799. Or, if you like, a new Parkway 111 GL with a teak frame for only £385.
Hey, that sounds incredibly low price for a Stanley central heating system on a Parkway.
Right, honey. So ring Buckley's Home Centre now. 507770. They'll warm you up.
Do I get you in the bargain?
Sorry. Bye-bye.
No, wait. Maybe we could go to Tahiti together.
Buckley's Home Centre, Robin Hood Road, off the Long Mile Road. Telephone 507770. Buckley's, where the sale value never ends.
Radio City 257, Dublin's leading shot, brought to you by the leading French bike, Gottfried Cycles. The Gottfried Cycle Top 40 on Radio City 257.
Secret you're keeping. There's a long time.
Welcome back at 23 minutes from 6 o'clock. That's Shaken Stevens, number one at 2 weeks in a row, and our Godfrey Cycle Top 40 at the moment, and all about the Green Door. And speaking of the Green Door, perhaps you might like to paint it yellow over the weekend. Well, here's the weather outlook to let you know if you can or not. Mainly dry with clear spells and near normal temperatures, so with the going good, we could have a nice sunny weekend.
Rain never.
Good evening and welcome.
Minutes away from six, and that's Tight Fit, and going back to the 60s, up to number four this week in Britain, and what a great song it is too. Well, underneath today's calendar saying for the 14th, it's a Friday, it says the best way out of a difficulty is through it. Ah yes, straight through it, which brings us through to our traffic news at the moment. Well, it's 50% less than normal due to holidays, etc. and everywhere outside city centre moving quite well. In the city centre, we have a little problem at Stevens Lane up near Houston Station. Traffic is building quite heavy there at the moment. And roadworks is causing a serious problem at the junction of Cuff Street and Wexford Street right here on the south side. So do avoid that area if possible. And that came to us courtesy of Metro Taxis in Ballsbridge. Thank you very much, lads, and we'll hear from you later on. And if you're stuck in a traffic jam at the moment, well, here's a bit of vintage Brenda Grace to cheer you up on your way home.
One thing we are very proud of is the fact that we have got a sense of humour all of our very own. And we say things to each other that we don't really mean. I mean, let's be honest. How many times have you been in the pub, standing at the counter, and there's an empty stool beside you, and somebody comes over and looks at the empty stool, and then says to you,
"Is there anybody sitting on that?"
And how many times have you looked a second time to make sure there's nobody, and there's nobody on it? That is an example. How many times have you been caught out in a shower, and you're drowned? Not only are you drowned and wet from the water coming down, but it's going into your boots. And you're wet from the water squelching out of your boots and back up again. How many times? And you walk into the pub and some idiot comes over and he says,
"Is it raining outside?"
I mean, how many times? I just happened to be in hospital this time last year. For many, many, many moons. And while I was there were so many unusual. There was one fella. Now this fella, I never saw an idiot like him in my life. And I wouldn't mind. Honest to God, this fella, he really and truly didn't know whether he was coming or going. I mean, I am convinced that you just take Ireland as an example, ladies and gentlemen. You look around and you'll see so many happy people. And why are we all happy? Because there's none of us the full shilling. That's why we're happy. I mean, let's be honest about it. That's why we enjoy ourselves. It is common knowledge that Ireland is the only open-air asylum in Western Europe. And we love it. We do. Now, I can tell you something that is true, and this made the hand stick to my wrist if I'm telling a lie about this. The fella in the bed beside me in the hospital, it was a private ward, there was 40 of us in it. The private ward for 40, and this fella in the bed beside me, and the whole left hand side of him was in bits. The arm was broke, the collarbone was broke, the left jaw was broke, the left leg was broke, everything was broke. So what happened to you?
Oh God damn it, I work in a supermarket in the vegetable department.
I said, what happened?
Well, I tell you, two fellas came in one day and they mugged me. They mugged me with a 4-stone bag of spuds.
And I said to them, would you recognise them again if you saw them?
I would. They were golden wonders.
Now this fella lay down in the bed and laughed all during the conversation. And I said, did you get sacked?
No. I got the sack all right.
The sackish boots I got. But I said, what happened?
I tell you, 3 days afterwards, I'm standing behind the counter, and this big jawbone of a fella comes in. He was about 6'13½". He was covered from head to toe with hair. He was the hairiest man I ever saw in my life. You'd think his mother was after knitting him. And he stood on the outside of the counter and he lifted me up like this and he says,
"I want a half a head of cabbage."
Says I, "Go along." Says he, "I want a half a head of cabbage." Says I haven't. Says he, "How would you like to wake up with a crowd around you?" Says I, "Excuse me, sir, for a minute."
Says I, "What did you do then?"
I'm telling you what I did. I walked up the supermarket into the manager's office. I went over and he opened the door in his kind of pyjamas, if you know what I mean, because he slept in the office. So I knocked and he opened the door in his pyjamas. It's a funny place to have a door. But I went in and I said, "Sir," I said, "there is a big idiot of a lad outside looking for a half a head of cabbage.
And says I, what happened?
I'm telling you what happened. Didn't your man was after following me into the manager's and he was standing right behind me. He was like Nelson's pillar gone wrong. He heard every word I said.
Wait, what did you do then?
See, I just looked around at him and I said, and this gentleman here would like the other half, if you wouldn't mind.
12 minutes away from 6, and super stuff from Brendan Grace. Cheer you up on this weekend, I do hope so. As we say good evening to Geraldine and Sophie, working very hard in CRC Pools up there in Parnell Square at the moment. Good evening to you, ladies. Nice to have your company on this Friday evening drive time. For you, the Brothers Johnson and The Real Thing. Album of the winners in a nice picture sleeve. This, that's the Brothers Johnson and The Real Thing. Oh yes, you see, they were listening, weren't they? Bad from Liverpool, bringing us back to the Sudbury Sounds from 1976. Ah, beautiful stuff. The Real Thing, here they come, and can't get by without you. And after this, we're going to have our football competition right here on Drive Time.
When I leave your door, when we say goodnight, it hurts me more and more. Girl, it just ain't right to end the day like this. No more than a kiss. Spend the night just dreaming of the things we're gonna miss. If I had my way, girl, we'd be together more and more each day. We'd go on forever, lovers hand in hand. Can't you understand? Girl,
to be my woman, I've got to be your man. Cause I can't get by without you. I need you more each day. The way I feel about you, leave nothing more to say. Cause I love you. Girl, I need you. And I can't get by without you. No way. Sad affair, wasting precious time that you and I could share. Girl, it's such a crime to hear you call my name. It's a crying shame when we're not together. Then there's only time to blame. There will come a day, girl, I do believe it's not too far away, when I can say goodnight and still be by your side. Dry the tears you cry, and I'll have all the love I need to keep me satisfied. Cause I can't get by without you. I need you more each day. The way I feel about you, need nothing more to say. Cause I love you.